I think that's great. You're going to hear some great things from Dave and the county and the other organizations about what's going on and some of the bigger topics, and an opportunity to be to interact with that as well. So obviously, you know, all the leaders here want to hear what the community is thinking, what the community wants. You know, what direction do you want us to go at all levels? So, you know, if you want to know what's going on and if you want to be a part of the future of what's going on, then, you know, be involved, come to the forum and you know, come and learn. And kind of like I did, it really changed you know, my viewpoint when I came to the last forum. So I think a lot of people are going to find that out.
I think when you and Kyle were here earlier, we were talking about the possible collaboration with the school, you know, swim lessons, you know, and those kind of things. That would be a win-win for both entities, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We've been having meetings with Steve and we've got another one coming up, and the county and the city are involved as well. So we're working on some things in addition to bringing some swim lessons and making it part of the school curriculum and that type of thing. But we're also working with some other things with an auditorium board, and it's kind of at its infancy stages right now. And, you know, and Steve's kind of kicking around some ideas what might work, where the school might be able to be somewhat involved, as whether it's a partner or whether it's, you know, working through offering swim lessons.
Thanks, guys, for coming in today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Dave Turk, Mike Hardy, and Dean Amundson joining us on this portion of the morning show.
Have a great week.
Thank you, Andy. 16 degrees as we bring on the ABC News Update, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accompanied federal agents on enforcement operations in New York City. There's been a surge of operation across the country, and ICE Field Director Garrett Ripa tells ABC the first priority are people with criminal records.
But as we go through those lists, individuals primarily with final orders of removal, perhaps that don't have criminal records, I would say those would be the next priorities that we'll go after.
The White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that program might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are not affected. Today, the Senate could vote to confirm Sean Duffy as the Secretary of Transportation. And there's been a settlement in one of the most high-profile transportation disasters of the last few years. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million for all claims related to the train derailment. This is ABC News. More people are buying new homes. The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes jumped unexpectedly last month, up by 3.6%. In Southern California, 3 weeks since the wind-whipped Palisades fire erupted in Los Angeles, and now the people forced from their homes by the flames are being allowed back to see what, if anything, is left.
For the first time since the Palisades fire started and days after President Trump visited, insisting everybody be allowed to go home, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announcing all evacuees can return.
Today is really about focusing on the recovery and getting people back home.
The neighborhoods are only open to residents, and from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., some areas require a police escort to get in. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A freight train carrying tons of soybeans jumped the tracks outside Portsmouth, Ohio, near the Kentucky border. Experts say the cold made the rails brittle. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
It is 5 minutes after 7. The Riverdale District has a late bus today. It's running about 10 minutes late. Bus 7, driven by Ellen Young, running into the County X, F, and Highway 60 area, coming into Muscadet. Riverdale Bus 7 is running about 10 minutes late.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of 44 today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer than normal. West winds at 15 to 25. For tonight, a low of 26. Wednesday, a high of 37. 22 Wednesday night, and Thursday near 50. We could be approaching some record highs on Thursday. And Friday, 38 degrees, with a bit of light rain and snow possible in the early morning hours. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 27. We're down to our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 15 degrees. Riverdale bus number 7, running about 10 minutes late today. That's driven by Ellen Young in the County X, F, and Highway 60 area coming into Muscadet. Riverdale bus 7, running 10 minutes late today. Spread the word.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
I can never, ever, baby, that would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight.
Hold your horses, boy. I ain't that easy to get.
Kind of what I said to June when I first asked her up, just talking about tonight, would you come and help me milk, be my step saver? But nonetheless, you know, I guess it worked out, but it's 11 minutes after 7 today. Phil Nee with you today. Old Hank Bray stops by, I should say, Professor Bray, with today's Quizzy Poo. Otherwise, hope you're doing well. I could go for a Slawburger fries and a bottle of ski right about now.
I'm at it. woman that'll always love me. She holds me in all my stars. Fall asleep here in the dark. Pull the gate and hold on tight. Underneath the rhinestone lights. She thanks God I'm still alive. Wipes a tear from her eye.
Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio. It is 15 degrees in Richland Center. Bus 7, Riverdale District, running 10 minutes late, driven by Ellen Young in the County X, F, and Highway 60 areas coming into Muscadet. We're headed toward 44 later on. Woohoo! Right now it's 15 degrees.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, my name is Wyatt.
And I'm his kindergarten buddy, Bugs.
We are 8th grade and kindergarten students at St. Mary's School.
We are so excited for Catholic Schools Week this year.
This year, we have many fun activities planned, including a pancake breakfast, dress days, an all-school STEM activity, a movement day, and school volleyball games ending with an assembly.
I can't wait. I'm excited to go to a gymnastics class.
I'm looking forward to going to Simon's for our movement day. This year, since I am in 8th grade, I am extra excited to make the spirit baskets with cool prizes in them. We will sell tickets to students and announce the winners on Friday at our school assembly.
I hope I win one, but I really hope my class wins the school spirit stick.
That is a pretty special award. After all, this is what the week is all about, showing our school spirit, sharing our virtues, and having fun together.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Come on. It's time for the Roundup.
Buddy,
how you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, you sound like total hogwash like I do.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Thanks for the compliment. I really
you know what? I really
helps my self-esteem. It really does.
Do you have any left?
No. Okay. Not much. So, no. Yeah, it's a little sinus thing. I think I'm on day 8.
Yeah, I'm on day 10.
Day 10?
Yeah, yesterday was my worst day.
And Adam Hess has it, you know.
Well, so he's the one that gave it to us.
Probably. Yeah, we share everything here at
WRCO. No, we do. So. We do. We are trying to avoid Joanne for a while.
She's the only one that's healthy, I think.
I think she is. Yeah. Well, if you call that healthy.
So far, she's staying. She's got her door locked in there.
Yeah, she does.
I don't blame her.
You had a good game last night?
We did.
Good for you.
Good game.
Yes.
Yeah, Richland Center and Black River Falls, and that was a fun game. Richland Center won. Want to congratulate a couple of area boys players who eclipsed 1,000 points in their career. Garrett Jennings at Weston.
That is outstanding. 1,000 points is a huge achievement.
Absolutely.
So, nice job, Garrett.
And Wes Cressinger at Highland.
Well, nice job, Wes.
1,000. So
good athletes too.
You bet.
Yeah. So I know Mr. Jennings. He will also be on the mound this year for the. Silver Eagles, so.
Both Wes and Garrett, they eclipsed me by about 969 points.
Well, really?
I think I had 31 from a career, so, yeah.
Was that in one game, or is that all 40?
Yeah, that was in one game.
Oh, yeah.
No, so. No, it was the other way around. Usually, I usually got a point or two, you know, and just somebody said, hey, look at that kid. But, you know, usually I had a point or two.
Did everybody cheer for you when you scored?
Yeah, they thought, you know, it was kind of a rare thing.
Yeah, it was a rare thing. It was a rare thing that Phil needs all the floor.
Eighth grade basketball. My good buddy and classmate Scott Krein and I scored 40 points between us.
How many did you have?
He had 38.
Oh, is that a point?
And he passed the ball once on a fast break.
And that's the only reason you scored, or did you miss that one?
No, I got that one. Yeah, it was a bunny.
It was a bunny.
Right.
Yeah,
which
good for you.
Didn't really mean much.
You know what? You know what?
You know what? But I could say that. Yep. We had 40 points between us.
You did?
Yep. So, anyway, what's the quiz on today?
Today is the common cold and the kazoo.
Kind of fitting. I don't have my kazoo in here, I don't think.
No, but today is National Kazoo Day.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Oh, sure. I love playing the kazoo.
Yeah, we're going to see how good you are.
Okay, sure.
All right, buddy, 10 questions on the common cold and the kazoo. Number one, how many colds do adults typically catch each year? Is it A, 1 to 2, B, 2 to 3, or C, 5 to 6? All right.
Seems like this year it's 5-6, I can tell you that.
Well, between us.
Yeah.
So, number two, what is the best... Oh, no, do you remember last year? We got the common cold in, like, week two of wrestling. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Yeah, that's when you dropped the hamburger all over my car that day. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little tired. I think I fell asleep eating my hamburger.
Yeah, you did, which is odd.
Yeah.
So number two, what is the best treatment for the common cold, Philip? Is it A, rest and hydration, B, antibiotics, or C, antifungal medication? All right. Number three, when are people most contagious with the common cold? Is it A, 1 week after symptoms begin, B, during the first 2 or 3 days of symptoms, or C, after the fever subsides? Okay.
All right.
Number four.
Four.
Which of the following is not recommended for treating the common cold? Is it A, getting plenty of rest, B, drinking fluids, C, taking antibiotics, or D, using a humidifier?
Which is not recommended?
Which is not recommended.
Okay.
All right. Number five. What time of year is the common cold most prevalent? Is it A, spring and summer, B, fall and winter, C, summer only, or D, year-round with no seasonal pattern?
All right. All right.
All right.
What do you got?
Six.
Yeah, I'm good.
Number six. What do you need to do to make a kazoo to produce sound?
Ah.
Is it A, blow in it, B, hum into it, C, shake it, or D, tap it?
Okay.
Number seven. What age group is most likely to catch colds frequently? Is it, don't you just love how I put these in order?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it
from sharing a kazoo? Right? Which could, you know, yeah. Certainly.
Which age group is most likely to catch colds frequently? Is it A, infants and young children, B, teenagers, adults aged 20 to 40, or D, seniors like you and myself?
Okay.
Number eight, which part of the body is primarily affected by the common cold? Is it A, lungs, B, upper respiratory tract, C, digestive tract, or D, cardiovascular system?
All right.
Number niner. In which country was the kazoo invented? All right. Is it A, Germany, B, United States, C, France, or D, Italy?
Okay.
All right. What is the kazoo primarily used for in music, Philip? Is it A, creating a steady beat, B, adding a buzzing or humorous effect to melodies, or C, producing deep bass sounds, or D, mimicking percussion instruments?
All right,
that's it.
Man. 10. Yeah. What do you spill over there?
Right. Well, pens and Smarties and Dum Dums and Tootsie Roll.
Oh, sure. Your stash.
Your medication to get over the cold.
Secret stash.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have your kazoo with you?
I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
You can't find it?
No, I don't know what happened to it. Somebody stole it, I think.
Joanne.
Probably.
Yeah, Joanne.
But, you know, you can get the same sound out of playing a comb. And kids these days don't know how to play a comb. A lot of people don't carry a comb anymore. But you just put a little piece of paper over the comb,
mm-hmm.
and you hum into that. Tickles your lips a little bit, but it's the same sound.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I kind of perfected playing the comb over the years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that a poor man's kazoo?
It is. Can't afford a kazoo, so you play your comb.
Yep. All right. Number one, how many colds do adults typically catch each year, Philip? Is it A, 1-2, B, 2-3, or C, 5-6?
I went with 1-2.
No, it's 2-3.
Two to three.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I got you on the first one again.
Yeah.
Not very nice of me, is it?
No. I was thinking the other one, but I thought, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
If you wash your hands and, you know.
You still catch the cold. I understand you wash your hands, you limit it, but.
Yep. Yeah, I've been washing them like
crazy. I have too.
And you still gave it to me, so.
Wow. What is. What is the best treatment for the common cold, Philip? Is it A, rest and hydration, B, antibiotics, or C, antifungal medication?
That'd be rest and hydration.
Something that we don't get here.
No. Thanks, Dr. Bray.
Yep. Number three, when are people most contagious with the common cold? Is it A, after 1 week of symptoms, B, during the first 2 to 3 days of symptoms, or C, after the fever subsides?
B
it is, during the first 2 to 3 Ooh. Days of symptoms.
Yeah, don't be kissing.
Yes.
Yep.
Number four, which of the following is not recommended for treating the common cold? Is it A, getting plenty of rest, B, drinking fluids, C, taking antibiotics, or D, using a humidifier?
C.
That's correct. Do not take antibiotics for the cold.
Three in a row, baby.
Number seven, or six. What do you need?
No, five.
Five. What time of the year is the common cold most prevalent? Is it A, spring and summer, B, fall and winter, or C, summer only, or D, year-round with no seasonal patterns?
Well, I kind of debated a little bit because I think you can get them year-round, but I went fall or winter.
That is correct. Fall and winter is the most common. And I usually get one in the spring. I don't know why, but I do. And it just, I think it has allergies and everything else together. So
summer colds are horrendous.
And they're horrible.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of them.
Right.
All right, number six. What do you need to make a kazoo produce sound? Do you blow in it, hum in it, shake it, or tap it?
You hum in it.
You hum in it. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't have a comb. Something like that.
Do you need a comb for your hair?
Well, not right now.
Yeah, you look good, though.
But I got a cut.
You did. You look good.
I did. I got it. And you got yours cut, too. Yeah. So I couldn't tell, but you did. You said you went to the barber and got a cut. So
yeah.
Looks good.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's about the only thing that looks good on me right now.
Right.
All right, buddy. Number seven?
Seven, yes.
What age group is most likely to catch colds frequently? Is it infants and young children? Is it teenagers, adults aged 20 to 40, or seniors, Philip?
I would say it's the young set.
It is the,
A.
It is the young ones. It is.
Yep.
Which part of the body is primarily affected by the common cold? Is it lungs, upper respiratory tract, digestive system, or the cardiovascular system?
Upper respiratory.
It is. Yeah. Yep. Nice job.
All right. Thank you.
Number nine. In which country was the kazoo invented, Philip? Was it Germany, United States, France, or Italy?
I went with Germany.
No.
Oh!
U.S.
Missed it by that much.
You even had it right.
I know, and I changed my answer.
Why would you change your answer?
I don't know. I just, that was my first instinct, but then I'm like, no, U.S. would be almost too obvious.
No, it was the U.S. I mean, look at the stuff that we produce, the kazoo.
Well, that's quality, although it's probably made in China.
Probably.
I would guess it is. Maybe invented here.
Maybe, yeah. Number 10, what is the kazoo primary use for in foreign music? Is it A, creating a steady beat, B, adding a buzzing or humorous effect to melodies, C, producing deep bass sounds, or mimicking percussion instruments?
I would say it would be B.
It is B, adding a buzzing or humorous effect to melodies. Woo! Now, my question to you is the kazoo and the jug pretty much the same thing?
Kazoo and the jug?
Yeah, no. I understand that it doesn't make the same noise, different instrument.
Right. The jug kind of keeps time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Kazoo can take lead.
Okay.
You can take the melody, and take the lead. And it has been played on a few famous songs over the years, too.
Give me one.
You're 16 by Ringo Starr. You know who played the kazoo?
No.
Paul McCartney.
Really?
Yep. Number one hit.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So any country songs with a kazoo?
Oh, there probably are, if I think about it. I'm guessing it'd be like a comedy song, kind of a corny song. But I'll have to give that some thought.
Because the Darlings used to play the...
Oh, yeah, sure. They played the jug, too. And when they would come out of the hills and visit Mayberry.
Oh, my good old grandpa. All right, buddy.
Sounds good,
I hope
man.
You have a good day.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, be kind. And you know what? Just be kind today.
That's old Hank Bray on WRCO Radio. Riverdale bus number 7 is running about 10 minutes late. Ellen Young's bus, County X, F, and Highway 60 area coming into Muscadet.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
This is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, 1813, the novel Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen was first published. Also in 1956, Elvis Presley made his first national TV appearance on stage show on CBS. And in 1986, a sad note, you may remember where you were when you heard about it, or maybe you were watching, the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after liftoff from Cape Canaveral, Florida, killing all seven crew members. What I recall about that day, it was a blue, clear blue sky, and it was about 30 degrees below zero here in the area. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Sherry Evans from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Also to Alan Cockcroft. Have a great day from Russ and Karen. As we salute Big Al down there in Sextonville, a great day. To Lainey Gunningham from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Hope you had a great day yesterday. Happy birthday today to Sherry Muller from Park Street Christian Church. Cindy Orloff from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to grandson Sean Nelson, who turns 40 today. Lots of love from Grandma Newberry. Greetings going out to Dad, Grandpa, Great-Grandpa. He has a lot of titles. Joe Hasberg has a big birthday today as well, turning 95 years young, from the whole family. And they're hoping that you get in some cards today. Don't beat everybody too badly, okay? And party on. Have a great day, Joe. Happy birthday. Greetings on the 28th of January going out to Bill Stebbins from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Laura Marsh and Darcy Bradley from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Also to Larissa Brushaber from Bloom City Town Crier, the Richland Center Lions Club, saluting Will Swazing, Amber Sage, and Bill Stebbins. And happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today. The VIPs include Jody Koch, along with Debbie McIntosh, Dana Puricker, and Holly Schaefer. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Gina Day.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walls Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walls Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
We could have some dueling kazoos here in the studio. That's right. Well, I only got two wrong in the quiz out of 10. Not bad. I can still play sports. Joanne has the news coming up in just a little bit today.
In twilight glow, I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when we meet up yonder,
was no party. Blue eyes crying in the rain.
A stone cold classic from Willie Nelson. Phil D, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news next. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll find a trivia question and try and stump you as well.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Good morning. It is a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer than normal today, a high of 44, with west to west southwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a few clouds and breezy with a low of 26 and west winds becoming northwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 15, it's up to 17 degrees.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School District has 3 years to complete its capital referendum projects. With the help of PMA Financial, the district is investing bond proceeds at the same time that the referendum window is open and projects are being planned, completed, and paid for. Initially, $15 million was invested from the first sale of bonds into different investment categories, including government investment pools, treasuries, and CDs. As some of the short-term investments mature, they are returned into an investment pool. The district uses those liquid monies to pay referendum bills that are due. As of January 22nd, the Richland School District has paid $1.5 million in referendum expenses. Charlie Verbos, Director of Finance from PMA, gave an update to the Richland School District Board of Education at its meeting last night on the interest rates associated with the investments. Each month, the board is updated on various referendum projects. On April 2nd, residents of the Richland School District voted on 5 district-specific questions. 3 of those questions centered around board member seats, while the other 2 were regarding referendum questions. Referendum question 1 asked voters if they would support increasing the revenue limit by $2.3 million in 2024-25, $2.4 million in 2025-26, $2.5 million in 2026-27, and $2.6 million in 2027-28, with no increase to the tax rate. Question 2 asked voters if they would support the issuance of bonds, a form of a loan in an amount not exceeding $27,160,000, to be used for district upgrades on a variety of specific items. For more information regarding the referendum projects, including budgets and vendor inquiries, you can access a special website dedicated to the referendum projects. This page can be accessed directly from the Richland School District website or by going directly to richland.referendumfacts.org. The pupil count enrollment, the number of students actually enrolled at the Richland School District, is predicted to decrease slightly next year based on averages from the UW-Madison population study and the Baird financial model. The reported decline is from 1,142 students this year to 1,126 next year. Administrator Steve Board says this is strictly a projection, not an actual count. The district is optimistic that the projected number will be higher as a result of the minimal change in the number of students. The district is planning to be staff neutral for 2025-26 school year. This may include changes and adjustments, but the district is planning for the same number of full-time equivalent positions for the 2025-26 school year. The Richland School District Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that supports the Richland School District. One of the primary functions of the foundation is to provide a tax-friendly opportunity for donations to be funneled mostly in the way of scholarships. The foundation houses several dozen scholarships. Some of these are passed through funds where the donor writes a check to the foundation, which then passes it through to the recipient. Other scholarships are funded less frequently but kept in a quasi-escrow fund used for a specific purpose. The foundation has over $1 million in funds and was recently audited by the IRS. While this process went smoothly and mostly uneventfully, one of the findings was that the foundation needs to report its taxes annually to the Richland School Board. The 2023 audited tax statements filed with the IRS have been made available. The board approved the acceptance of funds from the Alliance for Wisconsin Youth, Wisconsin Wins Program, and the State Opioid Response. The funding sources have been identified to support the Partners for Prevention Coalition's efforts in preventing youth substance use and enhancing community engagement, of which the Richland School District is the fiscal agent for the coalition. And a number of gifts were also accepted by the board for the Richland School District. A community forum is again being offered to provide Richland County residents with updates and an opportunity to ask questions. The forum, scheduled for this Wednesday, will be held at 6 o'clock at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. David Turk is the chair of the Richland County Board of Supervisors.
We had a community meeting last year when we first started getting our assessment results back on the campus buildings. Mm-hmm. And Simons was not part of that. It was just the other buildings at the campus they were doing an assessment on. And it was very eye-opening, and in large part the news was not good. We have gotten more in-depth information since then. We'll share some of that at the forum coming up to let people know what the status is and what we know for sure. First and foremost, we know we got to replace a bridge because right now it's not safe to get heavy equipment across the existing bridges to even contemplate doing anything with the buildings. So that's a project that we'll get underway this spring, and we'll talk a little more about that. But yeah, just share information with folks where we stand. A lot of people are asking what's going to happen next. Well, we're still figuring out where we stand in a lot of ways. In addition to the condition of the buildings out there, there are other conversations about what the county's space needs are. Our courthouse is historic but dated. Doesn't necessarily meet the needs of a modern courtroom in many ways. Our jail has longstanding issues and has had for a while now, and it's getting closer to the time where state inspectors may tell us, all right, you need to do something. So these are just some of the other factors that we're considering in looking at, okay, the county has space needs, so where do we have space? That's not to say, oh, we're going to put a jail on the campus part. No, that's not what we're saying, but we need to be thinking in those terms as we look at all the other things we're dealing with.
A time for questions and answers on topics such as the campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and Simons will be provided.
I'm looking forward to the question and answer part. People will ask questions, and at our last time we did this and got together, people had lots of questions. We'll give the best answers we're able to. Sometimes the answer is we don't know yet. And when ideas come up, there's a lot of great ideas that are talked about. You know, boy, it'd be great to make some of those happen. I'm not sure how we go about making that happen, but we'll have some conversations. We'll talk to the city, talk to the schools, whoever we want to talk to about some of the ideas that come up and potential future directions for things. Be there to talk at this community forum, but we're there to listen too. And that's just as important. Yes, we want to have transparency. Yes, we want to share information, but we also want to hear from people, whether it's questions, comments, thoughts, ideas. You know, we may not not be able to make them happen instantly, but I love to hear some of those ideas and think, okay, well, how could we do that?
The Community Forum is a collaboration effort between Richland County, the City of Richland Center, the Richland School District, and Simons Recreation Complex.
Well, we'll see where people want to go. We're certainly going to focus on campus property. I'm very proud of what's going on at Simons with Mike and Kyle and the whole staff out there making some visible improvements that people are noting. And you hear the buzz in the community, people talking about it. The contributions of the foundation have been very significant in that. And while that may not represent a huge slice of our county budget, it's a very visible picture of the county, the city cooperating together. You know, there's interest in what can involvement of the school district be. We can talk about that. We are working on an MOU, a memorandum of understanding with the school district for them to be able to use the campus gymnasium for some activities. Haven't got that finalized yet, but we're working on it. So, you know, that's all part of recognizing that, yes, there is cooperation taking place among units of government, trying to get things to happen for the benefit of our whole community.
Everyone is encouraged to attend the Community Forum Wednesday night, beginning at 6, at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. Ron Fruit will moderate the Community Forum, which will be recorded and made available on Nova Video's YouTube channel. The Community Players Trivia Night was a success. 18 teams competed to see who knew the most in 12 categories, such as Wisconsin counties, U.S. presidents, music, movies, and TV and slogans. The winning team, with a score of 73 correct answers out of 108 questions, was the Mastodons, fielded by Mastodon Records. In second place, with a score of 72, was the Super Awesome Rad Guys. And in third place, with a score of 71, was the Bronx Bombers. People also donated many items for the silent auction. Perhaps the most popular was a chance to be a guest DJ on Those Were the Days show with Phil Nee of WRCO Radio. Hadi Unbehan was the highest bidder, and she then gave the prize to her father, Dave. Next on the list for the community players will be the spring show, Escanaba in the Moonlight, set to open on March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. For more information or to help backstage, contact Andrew Sharp at 608-538-3848.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Tuesday, January 28th. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly January 18th. A funeral mass will be held at noon today at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Field Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died January 19th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly January 14th at the UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills, died Thursday. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Community of Christ Church, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be held in the Mook Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Marjorie Ruth Ramirez, 83, of Gays Mills. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday, 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of Rural Boscobel. Robert E. Buher.
News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one directing the defense secretary to revise Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting up a future ban. Meanwhile, there's also a sweeping White House freeze on all federal grant money. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this directive leaves more questions than answers.
The only thing explicitly not included in this is Medicare and Social Security and anything directly given to individuals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded saying, Congress approved these investments. They are not optional. They are the law.
There were nearly 1,200 arrests yesterday by immigration officers as stepped-up enforcement continues. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million in a settlement relating to the 2023 toxic train derailment. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?